Second Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, just as there'll be false teachers among you, who secretly shall bring in damnable false teachings, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their wicked ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be spoken evil about. And through covetousness they'll make merchandise of you with pretended words, whose judgment now after a long time doesn't wait, and their damnation doesn't sleep. For if God didn't spare the angels that sinned, but threw them down to hell, and delivered them to chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and didn't spare the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example to those who afterward would live in ungodly ways, and gave deliverance to just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man living among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But mainly those who walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, they're presumptuous, self-willed. They aren't afraid to speak evil of dignities. But angels who are greater in power and might don't bring railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute animals, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil about the things that they don't understand, and shall completely perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, like those that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that can't stop sinning, corrupting unstable souls. They have exercised their hearts with covetous practices, cursed children who've forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was scolded for his sin. The dumb donkey, speaking with man's voice, spoke against the insanity of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they seduce, through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those who were completely escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For by whom a man is overcome, that's how he's brought into bondage. For if, after they've escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn away from the holy commandments delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, the dog has turned to his own vomit again, and the pig that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.